This is HDN.
It's the 4th of July.
Hey!
I wonder if Americans celebrate the 1st of July at all. Do they care, other than that it's the beginning of the month, or 3 days away from the 4th, or...
No, I mean, I do know that the Canadian consulate has a huge piss-up and bake sale. I remember when Kim Campbell, when she used to head up the Los Angeles consulate, she used to have a big party every year.
They all do. All everywhere. Mm. Everywhere in the world. I mean, that's their big party. They celebrate the country, the birthday of the country that they are representing.
Mm-hmm.
And technically, that's Canadian soil. So, of course, they're going to celebrate it, and they're going to celebrate it extra big.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know, the average Joe American... On the 1st of July, do they care at all?
They have no idea
what the day is. Well, that's the day they have to boil the potatoes for the potato salad for the 4th of July.
Exactly.
But yet here in Canada, we celebrate it because we like a party, I guess.
Exactly.
So, woohoo!
And I think we'll be able to see the fireworks from here for the 4th of July, because God only knows the Americans don't do anything small. It's go big or go home as far as they're concerned.
They just scared the dogs. They're just trying to get over the fireworks on Canada Day.
So I got to tell you, I think one of the first times I remember making my mother laugh and laugh uncontrollably was when I came up with my own version of the three R's. Do you remember the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I came up with my own version, and I called it the three R's, rape, robbery, and arson. And I remember she just about peed herself when I came up with that. Anyway, we have somebody who's practicing the one of the three R's in Halifax. There's a firebug about who is lighting fires in mailboxes and garbage cans in the HRM.
Mm.
There's been about 14 calls since the 1st of June. Nobody injured and limited property damage.
In mailboxes?
Mailboxes, yeah.
I wonder if that's a statement. Because Canada Post is, you know, they're cutting down service now.
I don't think these people are smart enough to make a statement. Most of the fires occurring between 3 and 9 p.m. Yeah, 9 p.m. because that's when your curfew is. And there's no suspect description. So just, keep an eye on things. And if you see some folks who are hanging around the dumpster out back, just shoo them away if you would, please.
Well, the dumpster or the mailboxes?
Both.
Same thing, really. Garbage, it's flyers.
Yeah, it's garbage cans and mailboxes that are being hit. Yeah. So, of course, missing dogs and cats, they're a regular occurrence online. You see the postings on Facebook and Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
Ever heard tell of a missing chinchilla?
No.
Well, a missing chinchilla was found down around the Ultimate Party and Event Store on Sackville Drive. Yeah, happened on Thursday, found outside the store, they tweeted. Said, Dad parked his van, came inside, went to leave, and there he was, chilling in his wheel well. So if you are missing a chinchilla in the greater Sackville area, give the Ultimate Party and Event Store a call. Their number is 869-1313.
That would be Ken. Dad would be Ken Butler.
Yes, it would be.
Friend of ours. Oh.
Absolutely.
Wonder if they have a new chinchilla in their house.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, for a little rodent, couldn't have picked a better place. It's going to be treated like gold. You see how they treat their dogs.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as Arthur approaches us as a full-blown hurricane at this point,
Arthur.
Saw this picture pop up on social media. Hilarious. This was a sign that was tacked up on the chip aisle at the Quimpel Road Superstore, and it reads, Are you prepared for Hurricane Arthur? Hashtag storm chips. Remember last time, back in the fall when we had one of those hurricanes, storm chips became a trending thing.
Well, yeah.
Storm chips are back, and people are already making their plans for this weekend. So the government made an announcement today that I'm not sure how I feel about it. I think I'm insulted, and I think we all should be insulted. They called out the media to this major announcement at the Irving Shipbuilding area to basically tell us that they have hired four Aboriginal workers to be part of the project. And, I mean, they made this into a major thing. And these four workers are going to be part of the siding and roofing of the new shipbuilding facilities. And they call it an important step forward.
If you ask me, that's a step backwards.
Well,
that's prejudice right there.
Oh, well, and that was the discussion that we were having this afternoon. It's like,
hey, look at this. Our token Aboriginal workers. And this is the job they're going to be doing. That's a big round of applause for those guys. Because usually they're drunk and lying in the street corner. It's good to get them up and working.
When I first saw the press release saying a major announcement about moving forward in the shipbuilding project, I thought, okay, this is going to be big.
And a couple extra ships, maybe.
They had reporters sent down the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And then they proceeded to announce that they had four Aboriginal tradespeople who had been hired as part of the shipbuilding project. Now, they say that this is part of an agreement that will see more Aboriginal workers hired for that project, but I don't know. I just felt kind
of course.
I felt icky.
Yeah, they should be hiring more Aboriginal workers, but not, hey, look at this. Look at the four. Come on, everybody,
exactly.
The Fantastic Four. Here they are. You know, nothing against the workers. I think that's terrific, but yeah, you're right. That's icky. That was a good word for it.
Icky, you
icky.
Like that?
Icky.
Yeah. So with Arthur approaching us, some interesting emails have crossed the desk, not the least of which was a press release from the IBEW Local 1928. This is the union that represents the Nova Scotia Power employees.
Oh, yeah.
And basically what they have written us to say is, we don't have enough linemen for this job. You guys are screwed.
Yeah, they're all in Calgary now because you guys didn't pay them enough here.
And that's the gist of the message right there. They said that Nova Scotians can expect longer wait times or even more out-of-pocket expenses in the aftermath of Hurricane Arthur. They're saying that there are fewer line crews working in the province as a result of the outsourcing program. They say 21 line workers who would have been on the job in the event of a storm are no longer working in Nova Scotia. 17 have left to go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. 4 have retired, and none of them have been replaced. And so they say that leaves 167 line workers at Nova Scotia Power, meaning 13% of the current complement of line workers has left over the last year. So the basic message that they are delivering is, if your power goes out during Hurricane Arthur, be prepared to sit in the dark for a while, because it's going to take some time to get that power back on.
It's one of those jobs where most of the time you're saying, well, these guys are getting paid so much and they're really not working all that much and all that hard. Mm. But when an emergency does arise,
mm-hmm.
you need them, and you need them now. And I think that's what the union was trying to say. I mean, things were kind of flowing in the last little while.
Oh, sure.
So much so that the company goes, fine, be off with you. Go to Alberta. Go west. Do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing fine. And all of a sudden, an emergency hits. And that's when these people are needed most. And we will notice it for sure.
Well, and the other part of the problem, too, is that a lot of the repairs haven't been done. A lot of the maintenance work that normally would have been done has been, well, it's fallen by the wayside
sure.
in the past few years.
You know, another industry that we'll notice that exact same thing with during this storm? Radio. Because radio has become so automated and they have laid off so many people and they have spread themselves so thin that when this storm does come, if it is a big storm, like I'm talking if we had another Juan,
sure,
they're screwed. Because they don't have enough people, unless there are people that are working 24/7, they don't have enough people to, you know, to keep a radio station on the air and give us the information that we desperately need, which is their promise of performance that they should be there in case of an emergency.
Yeah. And I mean, that's one of the things that used to be very frustrating for me in the news business was, you know, all of the emergency management and those types of organizations would say, you know, listen to your local radio broadcast for updated information. Well, your local radio broadcast was done at noon.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it was voice tracked, unless they do take the step of making sure that somebody is in the building for that weather event.
Well, things have gone so well recently for radio in general that the staff just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And pretty soon, they're not going to be prepared
no.
for an emergency. And I think they're at that stage right now. I really do.
Pretty close.
I mean, it gets to the point where, well, just think about it. Earlier this year, you took your radio show down south and broadcast, and it was you and your co-host and the program director. You only had two announcers on that station. The third announcer was the program director. You were all gone. So if anything had gone wrong, you would have been screwed.
Well, no, we wouldn't have been because we would have been sitting on the beach
in
with a
paradise.
Mai Tai.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice. Hang on. I was screwed. I was the one who's laid off. I want to go down south. So that's just an example of how companies, when the sun is shining, can just keep cutting off and cutting off, lowering that bottom line so that they're making more profits and paying less for staff and for services and equipment and things like that. And they just let it slide because they don't need it. But all of a sudden, something will come up and you'll remember why you need all that staff. You'll remember why you need that good equipment. And you'll remember why you need those services. And it's something like this hurricane. That's one of those things that, you know, that happens.
Yeah,
that,
but from a business perspective, can you justify hanging on to all of that staff and programming for those what-if situations?
Well, but look back at Nova Scotia Power here. They didn't hang on to these linemen. You didn't hang on to the linemen because you don't need that many. Well, if all of a sudden we're having power outages all the hell over everywhere, which is what happens when we have a hurricane, then you do need them.
Yeah.
And you need them desperately. If you are without power for more than 48 hours, you're going to start demanding that you have those things fixed. And that's when you realize why we're paying these people that much. That's when you realize why there's that many staff around to do that job.
I mean, you think about it. It's 11 years now since Hurricane Juan, and we were 10 days, I do believe, without power after Hurricane Juan. That was 11 years ago. If Hurricane Juan was to happen tomorrow, I think it would be easily 3 weeks without power in our general area.
Just because of staff reductions.
Exactly.
Here's another example. When you go to the pool, you look at the lifeguard there, slathering the sunscreen on, lying there in the sun, talking to the girls or boys, depending on what gender they are, you know, relaxing and thinking that person has it made. We don't need more than one person. Why do we even need that guy? Like, really, do we need the? I remember going to a pool and there were three lifeguards. And it's like, wow, I don't think we need that many. And then there were two lifeguards. And then pretty soon there was one. If your child is drowning right there in the pool, sinking to the bottom, and they need help, you're going to wish there were more lifeguards than there are.
So the airlines have also weighed in. Air Canada, for one, says that they've put in place a flexible rebooking policy so customers can change their travel plans without penalty. And they also have it on their website under travel alerts. So if flying is something that is supposed to be happening in your immediate future, just have a look at that. Looks like the Atlantic Film Festival has decided to cancel their screening of Ghostbusters on Saturday at the Ferry Terminal Park.
Oh, the outdoor screening of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That screen would have flown right
over. Oh, God. They're going to do it on Saturday, July the 12th at Ferry Terminal Park in Dartmouth instead.
So tell me the timeline of this whole hurricane slash tropical storm, whatever it is. When is Arthur going to arrive? When are we going to first notice him? And when is he going to get the hell out of here?
At this point, at this taping, it's looking like mid-afternoon Saturday, like a 2 or 3 o'clock landing.
Landing meaning the eye or
no? By the time it reaches Halifax, and like I said, we're still, you know, quite a few hours out. It looks like it's going to be a post-tropical sort
depression.
Of, not a depression, but I can't remember the exact terminology for it, but it's a tropical storm. It's not quite a hurricane, but it's a little bit stronger than a tropical storm. And they're looking at
a limbo storm.
A limbo storm. Looking at winds at around 110 kilometers an hour. But it is moving very, very quickly, and they expect that it's going to lose power very, very quickly. And actually clear out for a lovely Sunday here in Halifax area, at least.
So this is going to be a Saturday event.
Absolutely Saturday, yes.
Hey, you know what? We've had a few emails about the Armdale Rotary.
Yeah.
And about my comments about the Armdale Rotary yesterday. Some people agree, some people disagree, some people have some more comments. Bring it all to Facebook.
Oh, that's the perfect place for the conversation.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Start a little debate going there. Tell us your Armdale Rotary horror stories. And there are a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I heard one person wrote and said they got onto the Armdale Rotary and couldn't get off. And they just kept going around and around and around in circles because they were too afraid to change lanes. They didn't know how to get off of the thing.
I can see how that would happen.
So, yeah, tell us whether they're funny or serious, or if you just want to tell us how you feel about that whole situation or what your interpretation of the law or the rules is, then go to Facebook. That's the Halifax Daily News. And I think I'm going to have a Mai Tai and slip into a tropical depression myself.
Perfect.
But we'll be back again on Friday. That is tomorrow, of course.
Until then.